This episode of AetherStream is brought to you by Aetherflow Media. We would not be able to create content like this without the support of our amazing patrons. Pixie Moogle dance battle.
Welcome back to AetherStream, guys. Today is a new year and we are back. Ooh. I've got Crowa, I've got Dylan Thorne, and we now have a guest, and I'm already botching your name, so I'm going to let you say your name.
Hi, I'm Neve, and I'm the community team supervisor for Aetherflow Media.
Our second Aetherflow Media guest.
First question, though. How many people are still riding 2019?
Oh,
God. I haven't had to write the date yet.
So
you haven't?
I will confess that I haven't had the chance to write the date yet in the past 7 days. So
I've seen it already.
Yeah, I do a lot of paperwork at work, and I have to like put the date on all the forms, and I'm constantly writing 2019 still, and I'll be like in the middle of it and be like, God damn it, and have to go get the whiteout. Like, I can tell you exactly about the scent notes of whiteout now.
Yes, I have written 2019. In fact, I wrote it today.
Nice.
Oh no.
It's okay. I can't cash that check anymore. It's been 6 months. No, I'm guilty of doing that myself. Just like, hey, new year, make sure to write 2020. 2019. No!
That almost happened to me, but then I caught myself and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't catch it myself. I strictly looked at my manager and said, don't forget to write 2020, 2019.
Oh.
So bad. On the bright side, I'm not in the no-no corner.
Wait, did you beat 5.1? Yeah. Did you do 5.1 content?
Yeah, I did 5.1 content as you started a robot.
Oh.
I had to do the whole spiel. Did you not listen to the last episode?
I did. I just wanted to make sure we wanted to get confirmation in the podcast that Tilp has indeed done 5.1 content.
Yay, so good job, Tilp.
Thank you.
So now, thinking about at the end of like 5.1, where we have the poor little Midlander fused with the big giant weapon thingy.
Yes. That's
still scary. But so I was thinking about that, and then especially after the discussion of the live letter of what's coming with the weapons, I was thinking about the twins at the end of Gimlet Dark, and you know how there was like a sapphire one and a ruby one, and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to become the weapons.
Oh.
Don't do that. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
You choked him.
Well.
I'm going to go this way.
Nobody look.
But yes, I have completed my content, and I can actually see where you're coming from on that, Dylan. And I'm not going to mention that I have not done Hildebrand from Storblood.
In the no bad corner.
You have to do it. It's so good.
You're earning yourself a timeout.
Unforgivable.
Guys, where's Tilp? He's been missing for weeks. Yeah, he's in the no corner. Why?
Oh, the Tilp corner now.
Yeah,
it's gaining your name now.
Oh no. Yes, I need a complete content. I mean, on the bright side, I was playing Blue Mage this week and over winter break. That was fun.
I haven't done that, I admit.
I haven't leveled. I haven't touched it since like 50, so I'm like,
what?
Eventually the skills are like, it's getting skills.
Yeah, I can agree on that. I will say I am enjoying the fact that they have their own little party finder thing, or not party finder, the duty finder.
That does kind of make me want to try it out more. I did level like one character, I did level Blue Mage to 50, but just after I did that, I'm like, okay, I'm done. That's great. It was fantastic. Now I'm going to go do other stuff.
I've been playing Blue Mage just enough to get everyone to start calling it my main, so it's kind of funny. and I don't even play that often, but I'm in my friend group on the server, I'm like the only one playing it, so everyone's like, why are you playing that class? I'm like, have you read the spell book? It's the coolest thing in the world. It's like cracking open a history textbook or like a physics textbook, but on ether. And I really want to learn more about it. So I've like committed myself to try to get the spells, but then I have to rely on their help. And then everyone's like, I don't want to take you through this. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, you get to see me die a lot. It's great.
You get to see me explode. Yeah, we don't want to watch that. But explosions. I could shoot a sardine from a mouth into a mob.
I know, the visual image.
That was probably the funniest Final Fantasy 14 meme I've seen. It's just that.
The fish, yeah.
Yes. So what'd you learn?
Now, to note, the fish is ethereal, okay? That's not a real fish. That's a manifestation of magic. It's not actually being a fish. But it looks like a fish. So it freaks everyone out anyway. They're like, what? Yeah. That's why they're silent. You render them silent as they are surprised by being hit by an ethereal fish.
So the question is, does it still taste like chicken?
I don't know. Does ether taste like chicken?
I don't know.
Is that something that, can you assign taste to ether?
You know what? Hmm.
Maybe.
Probably could.
Hmm.
I mean, smells, and then sometimes you can taste smells.
Definitely smells, because they've mentioned it before, but I don't know. It's like, this tastes good. I'm going to keep using the spell.
No. No.
No.
It's bad. I can just see it now.
And that's why we got protection taken away, is because everybody was licking each other because it tasted like strawberries.
That's the real reason they rework all the jobs, is those ethereal tactics taste too good and distract in combat. And no, that's not real. I'm just making it up.
Oof. That's all I have to say. But yes, a new year, and like I said, I did that. What did you guys do during your winter break?
I made it through the holidays, thank God. Went and visited family. It was constant, nonstop holiday events the entire time, and I love the holidays and I love seeing my family, but at the same time, I'm like so glad it's over because it was exhausting.
Nice. Crow, I know you disappeared for a while because your name went white for a second.
Did. So I went to visit family in a different state. So I was out there for a little bit, seeing how everyone was doing there, checking up on them. My sister got proposed to during Christmas break. So,
aww.
Yeah, that was really crazy to see, because I just met the guy and now he's my brother-in-law. And I was like, whoa, what's up?
Well, that escalated quickly.
I was like, hey, welcome to the family? ? But he's pretty cool. They're planning on getting married later in this year. So that's pretty exciting on my end. Keeping track of that family. I get to meet up with my niece again. She turned one. Got to
schedule a Lorecast that weekend.
Oh, Lorecast on the wedding?
I'm kidding.
From the stand. That's my speech. My wedding speech. It's just Final Fantasy 14.
Oh my God!
And why you should all play it? Everyone in the audience.
Yes, everybody.
Just go through everybody and like ask the new in-laws, like, so what would your main class be?
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about this race because of this special tribe, Shifty Eyes?
And at the end of your speech, you need to punctuate it with no returns, no exchanges. You bought her, you have to keep her.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Oof. And again, I'm going to botch your name because I'm horrible with names. And we know this for a fact, because how many times have I botched everybody's name? How was your Christmas break?
It was pretty good. A lot of family. I went to visit my sister up in Oregon because she's pretty pregnant. So she's coming along. So we went to see her, and a lot of eating because she's pregnant. So she was like, I'm hungry. And we're like, oh, okay. And then it turned into, I'm hungry. And we're like, please, no.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I should not be laughing.
No, it was actually really funny, but it was overall a really good time. I'm just glad to be home now.
Yeah, that's good. I feel you there. That's what they say. It's like you get back home, it's like, I love my family, but oh, thank goodness I'm home.
Yeah.
Dang, I need to go travel more because I just sat at home, played Final Fantasy. I'm horrible. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was like, God, I wish that were me.
Yeah, I was actually kind of thinking that. It's like, I did tell my husband, it's like, next year we're staying home. I need a break. I'm sorry.
So, I don't know about you guys. I've made a couple New Year's resolutions. And yes, they are going to be weird ones, but that's okay. Because I was told that weirder, the better. Yes. First one I'm actually going to do is there's video projects down the line that I'm working on. And you guys will hopefully get to see them. And if we do a live stream podcast, I will hopefully hold out for that and actually live stream it. And we can chat about it. They are Final Fantasy 14 related, just so you know.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah. The other is actually doing more Final Fantasy 14 content. I know. I have weak dreams.
That's okay.
No dreams are weak.
Yes. Whoa. How about you guys?
Well.
Cool. Okay, there we go. It's like,
I'll go. Okay. Well, I can go first. Or do you want to go, Krilla?
You can go first.
Yes, I will go. So my New Year's resolution, Final Fantasy 14 related, is to actually work on my alts and get them sort of in content. I tend to make alts because I'm like, oh, I want to play as this race, or I want to see what this is. But then I'm like, oh, I'll plop an Aether alt and a Primal alt, and then I'll just leave them at a Realm Reborn, and then I forget about them, and then I think about them, and then I'm like, oh, I should do those.
Nice. I have a puppy poking me.
Aww.
Oh, that's really sweet.
She's like, you're not paying attention to me.
This
one's a demon when you're not paying attention to her. Thus, my destroyed couch that everybody cannot see. As I point to it, too.
But I'm sure the puppy loves it now. He was just breaking it in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's laying on it right now.
It's so sweet. I have like a whole laundry list of resolutions. I've never really tanked before, ever. It terrifies me. Like, I get sweaty palms. I start hyperventilating. I'm like, oh my God, everyone's going to die. And they're going to blame me. Like everybody keeps on telling me, like, it's not that bad. It's on your head. Just relax. Nobody cares. And even if everybody dies, just blame it on the healer. That's what all the tanks do.
Wow.
I'm just like, I play a healer. And that's totally true. Not fair. But yeah, I'm going to actually try to level a tank. And the meta kind of resolution to that is I want to actually get all of the classes on a character to 80. So yeah, that would be kind of nice, especially because the Amaras are so pretty and cute and I just want to hug them. So yeah, that is kind of probably like my one, I think, kind of stretch resolution. I want to also, I think, try to plan out like a link shell, RP link shell. I've always wanted to do one, but I haven't done it before. And I think also I do a fundraiser in the spring every year. And that kind of tends to be kind of like by the seat of my pants. And I resolve to try to be more organized with that.
Nice. I can tell you right now, I'm not the best person to ask for organization tips.
So same. But you know what? I used to be really nervous when I started tanking, and then my husband coaxed me, and now I can do it okay, but I still scream. You can do it too?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be one of those scenes that I'm going to have myself on mute, even if I'm in Discord, just because I will be like, oh my God! Ah! And nobody's going to want to hear that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh there. Oh, that was mean of me.
I just popped into my head. My other random resolution is I really want to start documenting all of my crazy tin hat lore theories. Like, I have a new theory.
You have to snap your finger, though. Like,
yep.
Okay. You know.
I have a new theory. I come up with a new theory, exactly. I don't know why, but as I was playing through some old content the other day, it kind of just like occurred to me. I was going through the Hildebrand quest that Tilp hasn't finished, and he should.
Doop, doop, doop.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Godbert is Birgot, and I think his wife is Minfina. I think that they're deities or something.
Oh?
Because it really would make sense. Because Minfina is like a young maiden who wanders around with the frying pan. And I can imagine Minfina being like really angry, like Julianne is, and scary.
So what you're saying is that they're time travelers.
I don't know. It's just there's something about, I mean, so let's just look at the fact that his name is Godbert.
Yeah, I can't argue there.
It's Godbert. Yeah, come on.
Interesting.
Yes, I know.
I know Final Fantasy VII, we'll probably get a chance to see this maybe in the remake, but I know the owner of the gold saucer in VII is also, his name Dio, which is also a reference to God.
Actually, Dio is a reference to one of the moons, I believe, of Jupiter.
Okay.
Isn't it? Or no, that's DNA. But it has something to do with, like, I think, like one of the Greek deities.
Yeah. So I think the association with deities in itself is intentional. So might be on a point there.
It would explain a lot.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I just want to know where she bottles that rage.
Well, she used to bottle it in the other moon, but well, that kind of came crashing down, literally.
Oh, no. That would be a very fun tin hat theory to go over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense right now.
It could work. I don't know. I don't think that's going to be one thing that they're ever going to reveal. Like, even if it was true, I think that they would just, like, kind of hint, wink, nudge, hint at it. Chris, that would make Hildebrand Osu a deity too, which is just absolutely freaking terrifying.
That would be very terrifying. But it would make sense, if especially if we see him in the first.
Which we're totally going to see him in the first. Oh, there's no way. There's no way he's not going to be there.
I mean, come on. He is, what do they call him? Now I'm forgetting it.
Inspector Extraordinaire.
Yeah, the Inspector Extraordinaire.
Let's just say Telp, you have to finish the Stormblood version. There's a point where it explains what's gonna happen. It leads into people. So don't. That's all I get to say. That's all I'm gonna say.
And I will say,
yeah, go do.
And that part near the end that you know you're talking about, that is part of the reason why my theory kind of popped up. I'm like,
Interesting. I mean, it would explain why he jumped up into the moon, came crashing down, and didn't even die. If anybody doesn't know that, that's a 1.0 thing. I mean, a little bit of 2.0, but still.
Also, the reason why Gilgamesh has Bradamante, which is Nail's weapon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, Greg. Oh, I totally forgot about Gilgamesh. Yeah, with Gilgamesh being a interdimensional traveler, wink, wink. Anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Though I haven't seen him in a while, so I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I wonder when you're going to see him again.
Yeah.
Huh. Things to think about.
Things to think about as we go into our next topic. Actually, Crow didn't even get to say his New Year's resolutions, and I don't even think Dylan was done with.
Oh no, I'm done. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know. So I definitely did have some goals of my own to try to go back and play in some of my alts. I do have a few alts, and I've left them kind of just stranded in their various levels of content. So I need to get them finished up, or at least close to where I want them, so I can get that stuff done. I know, and I've been suggested, people have told me about New Game Plus and how I shouldn't have to worry about alts. But see, the thing is that the problem lies in the fact that there's several different cultures that I want to experience firsthand. So I can't do that with New Game Plus. Okay. So I But also
New Game Plus.
The Fantasia. I don't even want to get into the Fantasia thing. That's an addiction. I've watched people fall into that darkness.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of go back into my corner over here. You guys just don't come over to Animantoys for a while, okay?
That's funny. I need to work on... I want to read more. That's one thing. I definitely fell out of a habit of reading, and I need to get back into like some of the books I was perusing. It was really funny when I was down in visiting my family. I found my old English textbook, and in the old English textbook was the portion of Thomas More's Utopia, and I was like, "Hold up,
yeah,
I know what this is now because there's some references and Shadowbringers from it." So I grabbed the English textbook. I brought it back with me because I'm like, now I need to read this because I really need to. I want to see all the references that they use from Utopia and how it may apply to like Amarant and all that. Or, well, the Final Fantasy 14 Amarant. So
apparently, Academia Niter is actually a location also in Utopia.
Yeah, all the words, a good bit of the words. There's actually a tweet I saw earlier today. I'm going to have to look for it, where they reference all the concepts brought up, like the naming conventions of the areas in Amarant are all from Utopia, like all of it. Even the character Hithlidaeus is from Utopia. So it's really interesting. I want to see how that plays out, like the connections to Thomas More's content. So pretty excited to do a little analysis on that.
Interesting.
I made a goal to start cooking more because I really want to. I actually do like to cook a lot and been putting that off a bit. So I signed up for HelloFresh, made my first meal last week. It was pretty cool. Learned a lot of things about I made a tomato onion jam for the first time, and I was like, this is actually really interesting. Ooh. So it's progressing pretty well on that end with the new recipes, because I can now snap my fingers and be like, come up with a new recipe. So
for the safety of our listeners, please do not stab yourself to come up with a new recipe. That's it. Come up with a new recipe.
Get it out.
Can I get a Band-Aid?
Yeah, and definitely and I need to stop procrastinating. I'm a bad procrastinator, so I need to work harder on that. So that's a goal.
What I found that helped me out, and I actually started doing this towards the end of the year last year, is writing three things down and just putting it in my pocket, making sure I try to do it that day, and if I don't, leave it in my pocket for the next day. But okay, still write three new things. Ugh. Better not cash in those sick days.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be like overly over the top items. Like, say, taking down a mountain with your bare hand. No Minecraft? Okay. I will laugh the day that we actually get a Minecraft S game inside Final Fantasy 14.
Was housing.
Yeah, housing's Minecraft, kind of.
It is very much Minecraft. Especially
you clip things.
Oh, yeah, and some of the crazy stuff that people do. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. We already have Minecraft, guys.
No. We have Minecraft. We have Hello Kitty Fashion World. We have it all.
Hell, we have pod racing with chocobos.
We do have pod racing with chocobos. I think other non-game related resolutions I have is, it's the standard ones, organizing my house, especially like my office where I game and stuff like that. It's the island of misfit and forgotten hobbies. So I need to kind of figure that out.
Huh. Sorry, I was shushing the puppy.
Also, I think probably to be not necessarily entirely zero waste, but closer to zero waste. So there's just some things I'm not willing to give up.
That's understandable. Ooh, that reminds me. I'm actually working on it right now. For those of you that don't know, I'm actually building a new desk.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've still have yet to decide what to do for the topper, because I was going to burn it, but then like, do I want to etch something in there and then epoxy it or not? I don't know yet, but it's made out of tongue and groove. I'll post pictures on our Twitter.
Please look forward to it. So we're going to have all of this new content, and supposedly we're going to be wrapping up the story. Mm-hmm.
We've actually just wrapped up the story last last cast.
Well, no, currently. I'm talking about like the whole
like the
Shadowbringers
future material.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, which I'm not really sure exactly how they're going to do that, just because there seems like there's so much that they would have to do. Unless, like, you know, I guess maybe they meant just the story on the first. Is that what it was?
If I recall correctly, Yoshida explained that the Shadowbringers story, so what was started in 5.0, will conclude by 5.3. So
they're
they're going to be able to, like, 5.2 is going to be the bulk of it, like the rise. A lot of stuff's going to happen in 5.2. 5.3 will conclude what's going on in 5.2. But altogether, from 5.0 to 5.3, that will be the Shadowbringers plot. And then the results of that will be, discussed later on in the later patches before. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be 6.0, but hey, we're doing pretty good. So I'm going to just say there's possibly going to 6.0. So.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, I think there is a 6.0 coming.
Yeah.
Where we're going to go. Well with
this content, so.
Yeah, where we're going to go with it and what they're going to do with it is the next question.
So on that note, New Year's resolutions, and answering that question is the New Year's poem that got posted to the Lodestone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at that real quick.
It didn't give me very good feelings. I read that and I was like, nay.
Well, it was really ominous.
It is definitely really ominous. It's one of those things. It definitely, you could have maybe shortened it to the road to hell is paved with good intentions and left it.
That's really like,
I would say that's a very good TLDR of it.
The fact that they're suggesting that it comes with the job of being a warrior of light is, not really thinking about the future results of the choices, just doing what is right because it's, at that time, that's what it feels like it is. And I'm like, that's very reckless. That's very bad.
Oh no, we're losing Kroa.
Oh, I'm still. Oh,
I don't know. He was digitizing to me. Is he doing that to you guys?
He was roboting for me too.
Yeah. Yep. Same here.
Okay. I'm still in the green bars, so I think.
Okay. You want to try that again?
So I was saying that the idea of the Warriors of Light doing good regardless of consequence, I feel that it's a very reckless, very dangerous aspect, and a good bit of Shadowbringers was explaining to us the results of that. Just doing good things without really thought of the future results of said good things. And it's something interesting to think about because, what's the phrasing? The ends justify the means is seems to be the theme that is developed around heroes in Final Fantasy 14, around the characters that go out of their way to save, for example, when we liberated Alamigo and Doma, that was a large portion of Stormblood, but it explains later on that did cause a lot of bad things, that we, by participating in just this mass liberation, created a chain reaction that, as far as the averted future resulted, caused the eighth Umbral calamity. So we weren't really thinking about that. We weren't really thinking about the calamity and the results, or that even happening as a result of us liberating these nations. So I think they're still using that theme that was established early on in Stormblood. What are we really doing, with all the heroic acts and the slaying of primals, and what are we doing to the balance of the world as a result? And
okay,
we might not be doing the best thing for it. So it's pretty interesting. It gets you, it's big thunk. You sit down, you have to like really think about what's going on in the plot and who we are, what we're doing as Warriors of Light. And put it out there.
There's even the question as far as whether that is about the Warrior of Light, or could it be about Ardbert, or could it be about somebody else? And I don't know if you did, but on the forums, there's actually translations of the poems that were released for Japan, Germany, and then France. And that was actually posted by Anonymous, who is the craziest lore monger I've ever met. Did you read the other poems? And because like each one of them has
French one.
Each one of them has like a different kind of perspective and gives you a different little insight. I'll go ahead and read all of them. So the English one is, "For what are warriors of light, but earnest souls of good intent, resolved to do that which is right, regardless of consequence." And it says that is in the Marginalia, scribbled upon a history tome in the Cabinet of Curiosity. The one for Japan is, throughout history, there have been numerous heroes. Warriors of light, they have been called. However, if this is so, it is because they have dedicated themselves to others that they are called heroes, that they ought to be called warriors of light. So that's not exactly like the same as the English one here, clearly. The German one is, the world has known many heroes known as warriors of light. He too was dedicated to these lofty goals, is known by this name. And then finally, the French one, these heroes called warriors of light has succeeded one another over the years. He offered his body and soul for others, and so he too deserves this name. And that one actually says, anonymous margin note in the history of Norvant, archives of the Cabinet of Curiosity.
Interesting.
So it gives the particular tome that that note was in. But each one of them has like a little different piece of the puzzle. And it's especially the indication where it says that he too deserves this name, and he offered his body and soul for others. And the first thing that pops into my head is just like, actually maybe one of the Asians, like maybe this is more about Elidibus. Ooh. Because it doesn't, regardless of consequence, if so, it is because they have dedicated themselves to others that they are called heroes. It's one of those things that, you know, if you've ever heard the saying that you're the hero in somebody's story, but you're also the villain in somebody else's story. So kind of like from the Ashian perspective, we're the villains. We're keeping them from getting their friends and family back. But to those people that they're fighting for, they're the heroes.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
I just, the concept, I know for a fact at some point, at least up until this point, Elidibus has been seen as the voice of reason in the whole conflict. He's the one that's been trying to keep balance between the forces of light and darkness. So until we see him act again, I'm not sure where he still stands, if he's still planning on maintaining that balance or he's giving it up, because he helped us out at one point. And then was against us at the end of Stormblood. And there's been a lot of bouncing around because he's meant to keep, like, he's putting weights on each end of the scale. Because, you know, too much darkness causes problems, too much light causes problems. And he's been actively working on maintaining a control between the two forces. But even then, you know, we've seen that kind of like that passage where he goes on about how he feels that it's a joke. Like everything's muddled, the future's muddled. He doesn't even know what's gonna happen now. Like everything's changed. So it's going to be really curious to see what his next action is. Yoshida has told us to pay attention to his next action. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what he does.
Okay. Did we even get a hint of him in this last patch?
Not him specifically, but there are individuals that tie into his threat he made to us at the end of 5.1 or 5.0. Okay. So he's not there in 5.1, but things are happening that I will definitely say is a part of his, like part of his cards he's playing against us. So by the end of it. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm excited for 5.2. I'm not going to lie. Mid-February is the predicted date thus far. I would say either by the near end of this month or mid of this month, we'll get another live letter and they're going to give us trailers and stuff. And it's going to be really cool.
Yes. If I had to guess, it's going to be the same week as my birthday. So yay, birthday present.
Not birthday present. Live letter part two. That's awesome.
Oh, I was talking about the patch drop.
Oh, mid-February. Okay, mid-February is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of people throw around the date of, hold on, let me look at it, February 18th.
If it's mid-February and it's on a Tuesday, it's definitely around there, I would say.
Yeah, but, the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned they're basically just bug testing now. They got the bulk of it pretty much finished. So,
I'm so excited. I'm ready for the next Eden floors. So,
yes, Edenverse.
With the Thunder Blade.
I just got my deep shadow weapon because I'm a slacker, but I just got it. So,
yeah, me and my raid team have just gone to Leviathan, but we took a huge break last month due to some personal things. But yeah,
I
Nice. Yeah, my aesthetic, we're already best in slot, so we're like excited, but also I listened to the Thunder Plains music from Final Fantasy X 2 days ago just to hype myself up because I feel like that might be a mechanic in there.
A lot of people are calling
it. And I'm just gonna be
a lot of people are calling it.
I'm gonna be very upset just having to like listen to it and then push the button to count.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. I don't raid, so I don't know if these things that you speak of.
Okay.
I'm gonna probably like run around the raid, do the normal version, and enjoy the music and just. But yeah, I'm definitely really looking forward to the story aspects of the next raid too, and to get in more of an idea as far as how Eden plays into the larger universe, because it definitely seems like Eden isn't from this neighborhood, and the Oracle of Darkness, or whatever she is, definitely isn't either.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope that they bring in Yuna Kalhai, because they would. The theory is that they would be from the same shard.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I am curious, because, pardon me, the fact that the Oracle of Darkness just kind of appeared as her second boss did surprise me a little bit, even though we had a slight hint of, you know, somebody was coming, but I don't know. It's just weird. So I'm kind of curious to see how this pans out a little bit more, especially after we beat him to a bloody pulp. I don't know about you guys, but we definitely punched him a little too much.
Oh yeah.
I want to see also what kind of like job style mechanics that they have, because she would be the second character now that has a hammer. If you did the healer job quests, and the character that you're running around with there has a hammer as a weapon. So it's kind of like one of those things, like, this is twice now. So is this a hint? Are we going to get class with the hammer, maybe?
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know, if I recall, during either FanFest or whenever they were discussing Eden in the originally, Nomura, so it's Tetsuya Nomura, he's the one that's making the content, and
right.
He drew the character with the hammer. And then later realized, he's like, oh, wait, there's no hammers in Final Fantasy 14. And then Yoshi was like, don't worry, we got it. We'll figure it out. But so it was like, it was more so like Nomura's creative. So we have Nomura to thank. Good old Kingdom Hearts director producer there. We have him to thank for adding a hammer to Final Fantasy 14. he kind of just made that without even thinking. And then was like, oh, wait. And it's like, well, no, we'll keep it. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. So real exciting.
Yeah. And speaking of FanFest, like I think this is definitely going to, this next expansion is going to be a really big one, because it's going to, I think, wrap up the story of Hedelin and Zodiark, which kind of like also makes me nervous too, because what would there be after that?
That would be kind of a tough
one. So the thing, the thought I like to put out there, as I've been thinking about it myself, you know, knowing that Hedelin and Zodiark are primals, you know, it becomes a chicken and the egg situation, because something had to encourage their idea of existence. So what would have inspired such a concept of a will of the star, of manifestation, darkness, so on and so forth. So I'm thinking there's something that existed prior. So that's all, you know, that's all I can really think about at that point, is to only put that out there. But to knowing that they are in fact creations of a civilization, that lends to the idea that there's something before them. So I'm just gonna float around with that, because that's all I got.
There's also the whole thing where, I don't know, I kind of like long range, I suspect that we're not going to defeat either Hedelin or Zodiark. Maybe we'll get them on the ropes or something like that. But I have a feeling, especially with what I've seen of what they're doing with Xenos, that...
Yeah, no, Xenos wants to take them over, so...
Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be like, and then it's like, oh, okay, well, he's going to pull a Kuja and he's going to be the next big boss. And then maybe after that, I don't know, we fight Necron or whatever.
Oh my.
Yeah, like if you've ever played Final Fantasy IX, the last boss there was just out of left field, but also really kind of scary.
Oof. Wow. When is our next live letter?
We don't have a date yet.
Predicted to be the end of this month, somewhere around there, but there's no specific date yet.
Oh, okay.
It's usually 2 weeks before the patch, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually.
So if we say February 18th, then probably on the 4th.
Probably on what?
The 4th. February 4th.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it's not a leap year, so yeah.
I don't know. Things are going to get very interesting, and it's going to get interesting fast. At least that's how I feel.
Oh, yeah, no, I really look forward to the MSQ. I'm just like, I just want the trailer already. I want to see it. I would like to see it.
But real quick here, as we're coming to an end, we had a couple, I asked a couple patrons what their New Year's resolutions were, and Elsa Swan is one to balance both gaming and hobbies. So that's kind of a good one.
Nice.
Probably going to have to do. Yeah, that is a really good one. I kind of might actually do that same thing.
Oh, yeah, same.
And to the other patron, which I am very sorry, I'm going to probably pronounce your name wrong, as I do with everything in this podcast, because I'm tilt. Kavasari Musuman plans to actually go visit Denmark and fulfill a promise from 15 years ago. Ooh.
Aww.
So I hope you guys achieve your resolutions this year, and I'm pretty sure we're going to cheer you on regardless of what you guys decide to do this year. And that goes for everybody that listens as well. You guys are awesome. You know where to find us. We're going to be here every week now in the new year. Mwahaha. Maybe. We might have our Christmas break.
We resolve to be here every week. That's our resolution.
Yes, I plan to be here every week. There's going to be one week that I know I won't be here, but that's because I'm going to go visit some friends that I haven't seen since high school.
Yay!
Yay! Cool. So, but thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to try this, and I'm sorry if I bought your name. Niam?
It's Neve, but
Neve.
Okay. You almost close.
Thank you for joining us, Neve, on our podcast today.
Yeah, it was very fun. Thanks for having me.
Dylan, thank you for returning and being awesome. Same with you, Croatoan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am awesome.
Yes. So until next time, guys, we wish you a wonderful eve.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming.